Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 18th day of the month of Teves here in the United States. Already, Yom Chamishi, the 19th day of Teves in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, for the body of the one remaining hostage, Ron Zvili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. And Hashem, please watch over all of the Chayalin, all of Am Yisrael. Amongst all Cholei Yisrael, please kindly keep in mind today, Rafal Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana, and also I saw a email just come in for a sponsorship for tomorrow's call, but the message was that Yikora Bas Shendel is having a medical procedure today, and Emir Tashem, all should go well, go safely and smoothly, only net positive results, and for an easy recovery, Amir Tashem. Linda, thank you for your generosity. We'll announce it tomorrow as well, but as I saw that the procedure is today, wanted to mention it on the call as well. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shlomo Gabay of Congregation Avas Shalom in Columbus, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Gabay's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and then concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English. We'll be followed by the Mishaberach for our Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Gabay will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us here on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. As I shared earlier, please keep in mind Tzipora Bas Shendel, as well as Rafael Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chan. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the call for any reason, for Rafua, for someone to commemorate a yard site, celebrate a simcha, or just because, you could do so at ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. Yechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gabay.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Rabbi Herman. It's a remarkable pleasure to be able to talk to all of you who are gathered together for this incredible stop during the day for some tehillim for Achenu Kol Beit Yisrael. This week is the first week of Shovavim. Shovavim is a period of 6 weeks. Shovavim is an acronym for Shemois, Vo'era, Boi, Mishalach, Yisroi, Mishpotim. According to the Arizal, it is an auspicious time for Teshuvah in general. And the first week, Parsha Shemois, fascinating Parsha. As one of my rabbis used to say, that if you don't have time to look at the Parsha during the week, on a regular basis, specifically these weeks, about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jews came out the Exodus, it's an opportune time to look through them and delve into the discussions which we talk about around the Seder table and really get into it. One of my all-time favorite ideas from the Baal HaTzurim, I heard this many years ago from our Pesach Kron, may he have a Rosh Shleima, let him be well, and he says like this, Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav. We know the story. Miriam is waiting with bated breath behind the reeds as her little brother was put into the river Nile. And the Pasuk says as follows. Bastia comes into the scene, the daughter of Paro, and she sees something. Vatiftach Vatir'eu, and she opens up the basket and she sees. Et hayeled, the child. V'hinei nar boichem, behold, a youth was crying. V'atoymer miyaldei for Ibrim Zeh. She took pity on him, Batachna Allah, she took pity on him, Batheimer Miyalde Ibrim Zeh, and she said, this is surely one of the boys of the Hebrews. And the obvious question is, Rashi immediately points out is, Posit begins with Vatir'ehu es hayele, she sees the child, the baby, V'hinei na'ar boicha, and behold, a youth was crying. And the obvious question is it a child? Is it a baby? What's going on? And Rashi, bothered by this question, suggests, Koiloi kenar. His voice sounded like a more of a grown child. Ramban has difficulty with this idea. But one of the beautiful ideas is written in an obscure Balaturim. The Balaturim suggests as follows. V'hinei na'ar boicha, ze aron shehinachtoi etel hateva. This is referring to Aaron, Moshe's older brother, where he was standing next to the situation with the basket, with Moshe. Na'ar boicha, begematria, ze aron akayim. Na'ar boicha, a child, a youth, is crying. This is referring to a gematria of Aaron HaKohen. The numerical value of Na'ar Boicha is the same word as Aaron HaKohen. What's absolutely fascinating is, we generally tend to think that the only person around in that scenario was Miriam, which is mentioned specifically in the Pasuk, that Miriam was standing, waiting, and she many years later gets repaid with the whole Klal Yisrael, when the entire Jewish nation waits for her as she deals with the tzaras that she had, that they wait for a week to pay back the time that she stood over Moshe. But what's incredible is, says the Balaturim, there was somebody else there. And that was Aaron, the older brother of Moshe, who was genuinely concerned and genuinely worried. What's going to be with his little brother? What's going to happen? How am I going to deal with this? What's going to be with the future of this child? And then he sees that basket comes down and opens up this basket and shudders, what's going to happen? V'hinei na'ar boicha, says the Balaturim, and he starts crying. And he doesn't know what's going to be. Batoimer, miyaldei ho'evriyim zeh. Basio looks around and sees the baby's not crying. You know who's crying? This little boy, this little brother, who's standing and worried about his brother. Batoimer, miyaldei ho'evriyim zeh. Such a beautiful sensitivity, such compassion must come from the Jewish nation. This must be a product of the Jewish people, of the Hebrews. I think it's such a powerful idea and such a beautiful reminder of who we are as a nation. People that care not only about ourselves, but people that care of our brethren across the globe, across the universe, our brothers and sisters, especially in Eretz Yisrael, who are constantly in our hearts. I want to share one more idea with you. The following Pasuk, Pasuk Zayin, chapter 2, Pasuk 7, Batoimer Achleteo Bas Pari, and the sister turns around to the daughter of Pari, and she says, Ha'elech v'karoti loch ish minek isha mineket in the Ibriyot, shall I go and summon for you a wet nurse from the Hebrew women, v'teinek loch et hayolet, who will nurse the boy for you. And she tells her to go and turn to four. She brings Yecheved, the mother, and she gets paid for the services of actually nursing her own child. How remarkable is the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's absolutely incredible is that Rashi brings the Gemara in Soita, the Talmud in Masechet Soita, Tractate Soita, says as follows. She goes to the Hebrew, a woman from the Hebrews, a Jewish woman, Melamed Shadrashi Shechzartoi al Mitzriyat Har Belinek Leyinak. Made a very famous Gemara that she went round to get Moshe to go and nurse from many of the Egyptian women that were around. Moshe refused to feed from anybody else. Lefti Sharya Osid Ledabiret Mashkina. Why? Because this mouth was going to one day grow up to speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the most greatest Navi, the greatest prophet Klal Yisrael ever had and ever will have. What's fascinating is that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, or the reason why Miriam had to go around and find a mother and suggest to bring a Jewish woman, was because Moshe simply refused to nurse from any of the other Egyptian women. Beautiful idea. Such a nice concept. What's even greater than that is that the Ramah in Siman Pei Aleph in Yeridah, Eve Zion, suggests and says lahalacha, Cholav mitris kecholav Yisraelis. You should know, practical halacha, the milk of an Egyptian woman and one Jewish woman has equal status to the milk of a feeding a newborn to a child of a Jewish woman. Umikol makom, however, lo yaniku tinoik min hamitris im efshu b'Yisraelis. However, if it's possible to be a wet nurse for a Jewish child, the Jewish child should rather have milk from a Jewish mother as opposed from a non-Jewish mother. The cholov avoided kechobim metamtem lev umoyed loy tevara, because the milk of a non-Jewish person numbs the heart and creates a certain bad aspect in the heart. The Bira Gra, the Zilna Gaon, brings the source from the Rashba, one of the early Rishonim from the medieval period, and he says that the source for this halacha in the Ramah is actually from Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to drink from other than his mother's milk because she was Jewish, so too every Jewish child should only try and nurse from a Jewish mother, not from a non-Jewish person. And if Yaakov Kamenetsky asks something fascinating, he said, I don't understand. How has this got any relevance to halacha l'maisa, to practical halacha? You would think Moshe Rabbeinu was unique because Moshe was the one who was going to be offered ledaber im ha-shchina. He was going to be someone who was going to speak to the shchina, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God. What relevance does that have to us to be codified in halacha by the Ramah to say that a Jewish child should only nurse from a Jewish mother if possible? And the answer says Rabbi Yaakov Netki, something so powerful. And that is, a person should know that the type of chinuch, the type of education we want to give our child, is to always imagine that the child in front of us could be the next Moshe Rabbeinu. The child in front of us could be the next person who is Osir Ledaber Im Hashchina, the person who will speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu face to face. And if we have that in the front and the forefront of our mind, then you know what? That is how we're supposed to approach our chinuch. And that's why the Ramah codifies it. Not only Moshe Rabbeinu, but every Jewish child, we have to imagine that one day they will become great and they will become the next Moshe Rabbeinu. This reminds me of a remarkable medrash I once heard many years ago. The medrash brings that we say every Friday night in Chunranma, Moshe Ba'aron b'Chihanov u'Shmuel b'Koyre Shemuel. Moshe Ba'aron were great in their respective positions. U'Shmuel, and the prophet Shmuel Hanavi, b'Koyr e Shemuel. The fact that his very name was called Shmuel. Says the Medrash, for 40 years before Shmuel was born, a bas girl, a heavenly voice would come out and say, there's going to be a great child and a big tzaddik who will illuminate the world. And his name is Shmuel. His name will be Shmuel. And all the women who were going to have children that year all decided to call their child Shmuel. Says the Medrash, the day Shmuel was born, the bas girl, the heavenly voice, abated. Say Chazal, that all the children whose mothers called them that year Shmuel all became tremendously great Nevi'im, great prophets. The Bali Musar explained that the idea is the koach harotzai, the impassionate plea and the will that each mother wanted that their child will become the next great person, the great leader of Klal Yisrael and the great prophet like Shmuel, was what gave them the zechus, the merit, to have a child like Shmuel. But I once heard such a beautiful pshat, based on what we just said from Yaakov Kamenetsky, and that is, this is not magic. All these sons that were born all became prophets, not just because there's something in the name. It's more than that. And that is, could you imagine the scene? A mother calls her son Shmuel, and he's 3 years old, and he's walking in the street. And there's something which he shouldn't see. And the mother takes a hand and puts it over his eyes and says, this child could be Shmuel, could be the next great Navi who will speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to be careful where he looks. And when she's at home, and when he's 5 years old, and there's a questionable Hechsha that comes through the door, and she's debating, should I, shouldn't I, I'm not sure. And then she says, how could I even possibly suggest that I give the next great leader of Klal Yisrael, Shmuel HaNavi, a doubtful Hechsha? Say the Bali Musar, that's what happened. Ushmuel Bekoire Shemoi, the very fact that the mother called their children by the name of Shmuel, hoping that one day this Shmuel will become a tremendously great leader in Klal Yisrael, they made sure the type of chinuch they had, the type of education they gave their child, was one putting their child in a level and a standard of kedusha, a standard of purity, a standard of high level attention. That is what made every single one of those children called that year Shmuel into Shmuel HaNavi. Perhaps not the Shmuel HaNavi that we know, but the Shmuel HaNavi which became a tremendous prophet in that generation. Just want to end with one short story. There was a Rosh Hashiva, the well-known Rosh Hashiva, Big Talmud Chacham, who came from a non-religious family. And they once asked him, how come you had, you know, you came from an upbringing which wasn't necessarily religious. How did you become who you became? He said something fascinating. He said, let me tell you a story. My mother was traditional. And she used to light candles every week before Shabbat, Friday night. My father used to work in the Knesset with David Ben-Gurion, then Prime Minister, first Prime Minister of Israel. And every week she would pray by the candle. She would light candles and she would pray. And she knew every day her husband would come home and talk about the greatness of David Ben-Gurion, person who's revolutionizing the state of Israel. And she would pray every week that her son should grow up to become like David Ben-Gurion. Like the Prime Minister, in her mind, was the greatest man living on earth. One day, her husband came home, and there was a big commotion in the Knesset. David Ben-Gurion had just gone to visit the Chazon Ish. Very famous story. And with that, David Ben-Gurion came back. He was so impressed by the Chazon Ish, the great leader of Klal Yisrael, living in Bnei Brak at the time, that he couldn't help but say it over to the members of the Knesset and his close confidant, what a great person this was. So he comes home, the father, and tells his wife, listen, you know what happened today? David Ben-Gurion told us he met this great man, Chazon Ish, and it's incredible, and what an incredible impact he made on him. It was unbelievable. That Friday night, just before she lights the candle, she thinks to herself, I daven every week for David Ben-Gurion, that my son should grow up to be like him. But you know what? Maybe there's someone better who even he looks up to. And that is apparently the Chazon Ish. So why don't I daven every Friday night that my son should grow up to be like the Chazon Ish? And every tefillah, every Friday night before she lit the candle, she would go and daven, my son should grow up to become great like the Chazon Ish. He says, here's the product. I grew up on my mother's tears, on my mother's tefillahs when she lit candles. Our tefillahs, our retzoinus, our will, our chinuch, defined with appropriate attitude of greatness, of kedusha, have the power to elevate us, to elevate our attitudes, to elevate how we run and function our lives, how we change the course of our lives, of the future of our children, and please God, the future of Klal Yisrael. May we all be zocha, may we all merit for Yeshuas, Benachomis, and only good news. Amen. Start with the Tehillim, Perek Chof, chapter 20. L'amnatzeach mizmor le-dobit, Yanko avinoi v'yayfero, Tagev choshen le-hiyakoyit, Yishlach ezrecho mikoydesh, U'mitziyon yisodeko, Yitzkore kol min chaysecho, V'ilos koydash nefelo, Yitzen lecho chubovecho, V'chol atzotko yemalei, Miran lo vishuotecho, ושם אליהני מגויו, אמא לי ידינוי כמישה לפתחו, את ידעת כי יש ידינוי משיחוי, יענר משמי קודשוי, בגבורוי כישה מינוי, אלה בורכם ואלה בטופים, ואנחנו בשם ידינוי להן נזכיר, הם הוקלו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו בניסיידות, ידינוי הושיעו, המלך יעננו ויועם קורנו. קופחוף א', 1-2-1. שיר למעלוי, עשרינאי לאורי מים יבוא יביא, איזו ממד אינו יפה שמיים ואורת, אני אתן למו יצחק לאכול, אינו שם לאכול, הנה אלינו בלשון, שמר ישראל, אדינו שם לאכול, אדינו תלכו יד ימינךו, יוימו מהשמש להקרקו, יובח בלוילו, אדינו ישמורך מכל רוא, ישמור את נפשךו, אדינו ישמור את כל ויחו, מייחו ביד אלום. Chapter Kuflamet, 1:30. Shir Hamaloi, Mimamakim Kropifo Adinoi, Adinoi Shimo Bekoili, Tienod Lechakashu Voit Bekol Tachanunoi, Ima Boinois Kishmori Adinoi Miyamoi, Kimcho Atkicho Lamam Tivorei, Kivisi Adinoi Kibetho Navshi, Benitburo Echolti, Navshi Adinoi Shem Laboiker, Shemim Laboiker, Yechim Yisrael Adinoi Kibetho Nechetet, והרבה אימו יפדוס, הוא יפדת ישראל מכל אבוינו יפדוב. אחינו in Hebrew followed by English. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנתונים בצורו ובשביו, הועינים בין ביום ובין ביובשו, המוקרים ירחים עליהם, יפדים מצור לרבוכו, מאפל לרעו משריבות ניגולו, אשתו בעגלו בזמן קוריב, ונאמר ומאין. For our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberach l'chayle tzal, prayer for the IDF. Mishaberach aviseinu avohom yitzhok v'yakoy, v'yivorech chayleit v'agnol yisrael, v'anshek l'choy kambitachoyin, ha'imdin amishmaratzeinu, v'orei v'hein v'gul ha'avonoin, v'abin bar mitzroyim, v'neyom agadol adoi arabo, בכל מקום שהם, ביבשו, האוויר, ביום. יתן אדינו את רגעינו, הקדמונים נגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור יתן את חיילינו, כל תלום וסוכם, כל נגע מחלו. וישלח ברוך הוא את לוחם את ידיהם, ידביר את עיניים תחתיהם, יעשו בחטא ישועות, זכויים. כי עם בהם הכסוף ידנו אליכם, ואוהד אליכם, ומכם ללכם לכם. אם אוהב לכם, לא ישע אתכם. ונאמר, אומיין. משברך אוכלן, משברך נוסק. ויאבנים, אסטופ ל-30 סקנד. משברך אביתנו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה, ויבורך בירת נצח אליהם. בעבור שכל הכל מספרם בעבורו, וכשבור שמה ורחם עליהם, ואחלים להרבום, להחזיקם לחיי איתם. יש לך בהם, הירו רפואה של אמונה של מים, חולי רואים, חוגדים, פרשח ליטרל, רפואה סתם נפש, רפואה תעזור, אשתו בעגלו בזמן קוריב, נאמר ומאין.
אמן. Thanks so much, Rabbi Gadeh. Great to have you on. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in Emir Sashem, in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help coordinating the Tehillim call behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day.